Tonight our encouragement talk will be given by our Tenzo and senior Dharma teacher, Alan Richardson.
This is not the last night of Sesshin. Please don't be alarmed. We have not arbitrarily extended it and contacted your loved ones and pet sitters to let them know not to expect you for a while. That's not why we took those emergency contact numbers. Tomorrow we'll have the closing of Sesshin ceremony, and this is not the last night of Sesshin. Because there is no last night of Sesshin. And there's no first night of Sesshin. There's only tonight. This is Sesshin right now. There's only tonight. And there's never been any other time. This is our chance to practice. And do what we can with this great opportunity that we've been given against so many odds to be here together tonight. The only night of Sesshin. And to spend an entire evening revolving the Dharma, sitting silently, and in interviews with our teachers, all five of whom have been peeling lychee nuts for us and seeding them and throwing them towards our mouths to see if we'll have the sense to open up. And to turn the wheel of the Dharma in our dreams. Julie talked last night about the mind that measures and compares. And this is also the mind that quantifies, that likes to count. I know this mind all too well. What a night of Sesshin is it? How many days now has it been? How many Sesshins have I done? As though that matters. David really turned my mind around in a talk, a Dharma talk on the last day of Sesshin, who knows how many years ago, or how few. And he said, you don't need another Sesshin. My first thought was, wait, I don't? And wow, you know, what a mind-blowing statement for me. Because I'm the kind, and maybe some of you are familiar with this, who will think things like, well, if I just do, you know, 10 more sesshins, or, you know, maybe after 7 more years of practice, or can get really bad. Like, okay, if I do all 4 of the regular bow sesshins and 4 days at least of coming and going, and one of the commuter retreats at GBZC, and let's add one of those other retreats going on, maybe a practice and study at the temple, or that weird Newton one that's in somebody's house. Then in 7 years, wait, I'd still come up short. I gotta count this sesshin. Then 50 sesshins. Yeah, I can do 50 sesshins before I turn 70. Wow. And then what will I do? Maybe get a knee replacement. But I won't become awakened that way. And neither will you. And in fact, there's not just only one night of Sesshin. There's only one Sesshin. This is it. Right here. Us together. This is our great opportunity, and we don't need more than what we've been given. I found by chance a really interesting comment by one of the Japanese teachers in our ancestor dedication, Keizan Jokin, who was the Dharma grandson of Dogen. And Keizan is giving a Dharma talk at one of his sesshins to encourage his students and talking about Wei Nong. And here's what he says about Wei Nong. He points out that Wei Nong had this chance encounter with the Dharma. And then he says, you know, he seems to have been a woodcutter. And he says, actually, I wrote this down because I knew I wouldn't remember it word for word. And I want you to hear just what great teacher Keizan says. He says, although he never practiced Zen, right? And another translator says, in the usual way. But really, let's not, you know, airbrush it. Although he never practiced Zen, raised Dharma questions, or experienced awakening, and this time the editor has to say, in the usual way. by working diligently for 8 months, he illumined the mind as a bright mirror that is not a stand. So his practice was polishing rice in the rice refining hut. And he spent 8 months doing it. He wasn't at Sesshin. He wasn't sitting. He wasn't doing interviews and listening to Dharma talks. He had none of these great advantages that we have in this beautiful temple. He was stuck in the rice refining hut, polishing rice to make it white, which is kind of ironic for us. Because our Chinese ancestors didn't know that brown rice is much healthier for you. Especially the short-grain, gluten-free, organic brown rice that we've been serving you from the kitchen. But they knew something way more important than whether white or brown rice is better to eat. So what was it that our Chinese ancestors knew, and our Japanese ancestors, and our American ancestors? We've had some lovely stories about birds, and so I'm going to tell one about a mammal to give equal time. And so I was walking to the tent area the other night, not that there is another night, but in the world of forms, I was walking toward the tent area, and I heard some scrabbling in the bushes. And it was quite different than the scrabbling that Justin and Julie make near their tent. So I thought it had to be some different kind of mammal. And I heard it. I had this weak little flashlight, this tiny flashlight I bring on retreat. And I heard it moving away, and then I heard it scrabbling up the fence. And so I took my weak little light that's just good enough to find the path and pick out the occasional tame skunk. I held it up and instantly held it up towards the tree, instantly caught the eyes of a raccoon who was looking right at me, not moving, not flinching, just looking at me with open, unblinking eyes that were impossibly bright given how weak this light was that I was shining. But there are these two moons of eyes in this wild creature looking at me. And I was so struck. And I thought, oddly enough, of two lines in a Zen poem that we read together today. Turn the light to shine within, then just return. And then a little later, I thought of a koan in the Book of Equanimity, which goes more or less like this. The Buddhas and ancestors do not know it is. The fox and the badger know it is. So our temple version would be, the skunk and the raccoon know it is. So what is this that the fox and the badger and the skunk and the raccoon know? What is it? What is it? And here's the koan, so simple and so profound, that Mike gave us this morning. What is this? What is it? What's this thinking? What is it? What is this pain? what's this looking out, and what's this looking in, and what is this? This pain in my heart. So on this only night of Sesshin, please ask, what is this?